Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. And you can check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/waitwait. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jason Brandenburg from Boston, Massachusetts.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. What do you do there in Boston?
I'm actually a paralegal and a musician.
A musician?
Yes, okay. And I'll be going to school in the fall to become a chef.
Paralegal, musician, chef.
That's right.
So you can accompany the dinner that you make for somebody... And then sue yourself when they're poisoned. I don't know.
It doesn't really work, but I like where you're going.
All right. Well, Jason, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to recreate three quotations from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I am.
Here's your first quote.
I don't know anything about cars. A business is a business, and I think I can learn about cars. I'm not that old.
Well, that was a 67-year-old man named Edward Whitaker Jr., the man recently appointed to take the reins of what company?
Would that be General Motors?
It would be. Mr. Whitaker, the former head of AT&T, was appointed to take over GM on Tuesday. For his part, Whitaker, who is incidentally nicknamed Big Ed, he promises he's going to learn about cars, but in the meantime, he will draw on his experience and success at AT&T. They're starting with some new initiatives, including GM's new family plan. It allows current GM owners a chance to buy another car for a family member for just $10. There will no longer be penalties for rollovers. And this is their new strategy. They're going to sell you a new Buick, say, for just $300, but then it's $1,000 a month, plus, of course, roaming charges.
Oh.
All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
I hope... she can find a wise Latina doctor to set that ankle as opposed to an average white doctor.
That was Rush Limbaugh offering his best wishes to a woman who broke her ankle early this week. Who?
Judge Sotomayor.
Exactly. Judge Sonia Sotomayor, the Supreme Court nominee. She fractured her right ankle at New York's LaGuardia Airport on Monday while on her way to meetings with senators, leading to another round of attacks from right-wing pundits. Some speculated that she broke her right ankle because, of course, she favors the left. Okay, they didn't say that. But one Heather McDonald of the National Review Online did criticize her writing style. She said, and this is true, that Sotomayor, quote, sticks commas into clauses randomly, unquote. Now, a truly great prose stylist like Mr. Limbaugh, for example, doesn't use commas at all, because a comma in his text would require him to shut up for a second.
Do you think, like, okay, so she broke her ankle at the airport. Is
yes.
this like a slip and fall situation?
Yeah, she tripped.
So do you think she's going to call one of those 1-800 slip and fall lawyers
yeah,
to,
think?
Like, represent her? And
I could probably help with that.
Really?
Oh.
And make her a little something to eat.
There you go.
There you go.
Little soup, play her a song, file a motion. There you go.
Here is your last quote.
I was like, I'm going to glue rhinestones on my eyelids.
That was somebody finally coming out of the closet this week in a big cover story in Rolling Stone magazine. Who was it?
Robert Pattinson?
I don't know
Not
if you could
Robert,
hear it.
No!
All over this nation, 14-year-old girls fainted dead away. No, not him. He was he just failed to win a big competition on TV.
Oh. Oh, the guy from
Terry McAuliffe.
I have no idea.
You don't know? I thought everybody knew about this guy. His name is Adam Lambert, is his name. He lost in the finals of American Idol. That was shocking. People thought he was the favorite to win. You know what wasn't shocking? When he came out of the closet. If you're keeping score, he becomes the second man after Clay Aiken to lose American Idol, then come out of the closet in a magazine, and then probably become a bigger star than the guy who beat him. Now, of course, an amazing coup for Rolling Stone. Look for future exposés in which Keith Richards admits once experimenting with drugs. And this will be a shocker. Cher reveals she had a romantic relationship with Sonny Bono. Carl, how did Jason do in our quiz?
Jason had 2 correct answers, Peter, and that's good enough to win our prize.
Well done.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.